Time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have Natasha Gwynn. She is a hospice chaplain here in our area, and we're going to talk about a program that she has coming up that is with the USU Extension, and it's called The Process of Healthy Grieving. You know, this is honestly, it's something that is going to touch everybody at least once or twice in their life. This is going to happen. And you know what? Some people just know how to deal with things, and some people just need help when it comes to dealing with things like that. So that's what this workshop's going to be. It's going to be two nights at the USU Extension Classroom, September 13th and 14th. It will go from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And we're going to talk about, you know, everything that's going to be discussed in the meetings. And, you know, if you are interested and want to go to them, we'll tell you how you can do all that as well. But first, we're going to bring Natasha in. Natasha, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, let's talk a little about you and give some background on you and what you do here in our area.
So I've been a hospice chaplain for about 2 years now. I do have a bachelor's in psychology, and I am certified in grief counseling.
And really, what made you say, you know what, this is a program that can be, that is needed, that we're going to need? What made you want to put this together?
I think the fact that as a hospice chaplain, I deal a lot with grief. I mean, that's one of the main things. When you're getting ready to die, you're having to grieve the loss of your life. You're grieving leaving people that you love. And also your family is going to be grieving the loss of you. And as I've looked at people over the years, and I also do bereavement calls after the person has died to check in with the loved ones and see how they're doing, I've noticed that people don't have a clue exactly how this works and how long it takes, and they're surprised sometimes. And that was the same thing with me. My mom died about 4 years ago, and I was shocked at the emotions I felt and how long it lasted. For some reason, I thought I should be over this in 4 months, right? I don't know where I got that idea. And so I talked with Christina Pay, who's in the with the extension as well, and her daughter died about 4 years ago. And so we were talking about how you just have no clue about what this feels like and what to do until it hits you. And sometimes, because of our culture, we don't like to talk about death. We don't want to speak ill of the dead. We don't want, you know, you just get over it and be happy. Nobody wants to see somebody else sad. But that's not how healthy grieving works. You have to be able to feel these emotions and acknowledge them, even the hard ones like anger. You think, I shouldn't be angry at whoever died. But that is so natural. And if you don't feel that, you can very well get stuck in the grieving process and not heal from this loss. And that can show up in other ways, physical illnesses, mental illnesses later on. You just won't be able to function as well or feel as well if you don't go through the process and acknowledge and feel feelings and are embarrassed by it or hide it from other people.
All right. And I've got one thing I wanted to ask, because you hear it so often. Is it true? I feel that it is, but maybe there's something to it that's deeper. I don't know. Is it true? Everybody grieves differently.
That is 100% correct. Yes. Okay. Everybody does grieve differently. And but there is still a process to go through, and it can look different for you versus me versus, it all depends on your background, your culture, your gender, your previous experiences. All these things filter into what does grieving look like for you versus me.
Right. And I, the reason that I say that is when I really am one of those people that when things happen like that, or I deal with it on my own and then I move on.
Right.
And some people kind of maybe look at that as, well, what's the matter with you? Why are you feeling that
right,
way?
Is
that
right.
And is that something that happens that creates another problem for that person sometimes?
Oh, it absolutely does, particularly among couples. When they lose, let's say, a child or a parent or something like that, particularly with if they lose a child, you can have very different styles of grieving between the two parents, and it can really cause major conflict in the relationship because they feel like you don't understand me, or you didn't really care about this child in the same way, when the grieving doesn't look the same. And it can cause problems, or just even among siblings. Siblings can grieve very differently for a parent, and it can cause problems there as well, because you're misunderstanding that their way of grieving is different than yours, and you think they don't care as much.
Right, and that's where I was headed with that. So is that that, you know, amongst other things, is that, I would assume, maybe one of the things that's going to be covered in this is that, you know, accept and appreciate other people's, the way other people grieve? Is that
absolutely,
another thing?
Absolutely. And we're going to go through some of the ways that I have handouts as well on different ways that grief shows up in your life and what it can look like. And it doesn't mean that everybody will exhibit the same ones, but you can see that sometimes they're completely opposite. Like for you, you pull away from people. Some people do the opposite and they really reach out to others. And so you'll see, and we'll learn about this in the class, that sometimes they're polar opposite differences in grieving styles between people.
And the other thing that you brought up when we were talking before we came on the air is the fact that, you know what? A loss is a loss, it doesn't have to be someone passing away, does it?
No, not at all. So the example I gave before we went on the air was, it can even be something positive. So anytime you have a change, you have a loss that occurs with it. I'll explain that in a second. And then that could possibly bring on grief. So my example before was when my husband and I had our first child, right before she was born. I remember feeling very sad and crying and grieving the loss of our relationship as a single, I always say that, sorry, a childless couple. We would never be just me and him alone again without children in our young stage. We will be when they all leave the house and that sort of thing, but we won't have the same abilities that we did when we were younger. So that sort of thing. If you lose a job, you're absolutely going to grieve that, right? You're going to grieve the loss of coworkers. You're going to grieve the income. You're going to grieve the social, possibly, status and your standing. And especially as a man losing a job, this is a big part of your identity, right? Now the question is, who am I? Am I worth anything? All these things come into play with any kind of change, positive, like the birth of a child, or negative, like the loss of a job, and of course, with death.
And those are all topics that are going to be covered in this,
absolutely,
this program.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So if people want to be a part of it, what is the best thing to do? They have to go on Eventbrite, correct?
Right. So you go on Eventbrite. It's under the Utah State University Price Campus's extension, and it's next Tuesday, the 13th and the 14th, Tuesday and Wednesday night from 6:30 to 8, and you register on there, and it's free because I want everybody that is possibly interested in this at all to be able to come and to realize all the ways that grief affects us, not just with death, and to learn healthy ways to deal with the grief, and to also, we're going to talk about warning signs that you're stuck in your grieving process or someone else is, and it's time to reach out for help. Because about 80% of people get through grief completely healthy and end up on the other side mostly healed from it. But about 20% of people do get stuck somewhere in there, and then they have a lot of trouble and later in life with psychological illnesses, or it'll show up as physical illnesses. And so we want to identify those things that warn you this is coming if you don't get help to learn how to grieve properly through whatever the loss is.
And once again, as we spoke about it, grief is something that's going to affect everyone, and it may not affect them the same. It may affect you differently. And this is going to be great information for really everybody. Is get in there, go on Eventbrite, and make your appointment and get into the class and take care of those kinds of things. Now, if people have more questions on the class portion of it, how can they get a hold of you?
So you are welcome to call me, Natasha Gwynn, or text me. So my number is, it's a Salt Lake number, 801-685-9370. I'll repeat it one more time. 801-685-9370.
All right. Once again, that is Natasha Gwynn. She is a hospice chaplain, and coming up on September 13th and 14th, it's called The Process of Healthy Grieving. It will be at the USU Extension Classroom from 6:30 to 8 p.m. And of course, you'll need to go on Eventbrite and sign up for that. Just go on Eventbrite and search USU Extension Events Carbon County, and it'll pop right up and put your name on there. Natasha, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in and talk to us about this today.
Thank you.
Now, for more information on interviews like this one, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.